Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We go from Michigan Tech volleyball to Michigan Tech cross country. Andrew Joda is with us today. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Pretty good. Well, let's talk a little bit about this past weekend down in Kenosha for the two teams.
Both of our teams finished in the top half of the field, which was pretty exciting. And we had some pretty decent individual performances as well.
How about, I know that you guys held some of your athletes out to just try to get them some rest as you know, early in the season. I know that you're pretty happy with, you know, having some of your top athletes out and still finishing, you know, both teams in the top five.
Right, yeah. You know, we have to play the game of figuring out who's going to be able to run every single weekend, who might need to take a weekend off here and there because they might be a little more injury prone. We're pretty satisfied with the way things turned out.
About some of the individuals, Andrea Lee taking seventh in the women's race. It was the top finisher on both sides, but Jason Saliga winning the men's race. Any performances that you were just wowed by over the weekend?
We had Grant Brown on the men's side. He was not our top finisher on the day, but he had a really decent performance for himself. Definitely made leaps and bounds from where he was last year at this time. So that was really exciting.
How about the course down there? I know that it's a dedicated cross country course, and you guys raced down there at the end of last season, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, they've hosted the Midwestern Regionals before. A lot of our team has run there in high school as well because they host the high school Foot Locker Regionals. But it's not an easy course compared to a lot of other places because it does have some elevation change. That being said, our team loves it because the hills are tiny compared to what we have to train on up here.
How about upcoming weekend? You guys go down to East Lansing. Expectations down there. Obviously, a pretty big field with some D1s down there.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be competing against a handful of GWEAC schools and some Division I schools at the Spartan Invite. So that'll be a true test of where we're at as a team. We'll have everybody, a full squad there, and hopefully see where we're at as a team as a whole.
Compare this team to maybe where we were at last year with our men's and women's teams.
Right now, I would say that our men are definitely stronger. We don't have anybody lost to injury yet. We have everybody coming back, save for one or two athletes that were in the mix last year. So the outlook for the men's team is pretty positive. And also on the women's side, you know, we lost Dieter Irwin, who is our standout top runner, but we have Andrea Lee coming in now and filling that void pretty well. So the outlook's pretty good.
All right, Coach Way, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thanks a bunch. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Assistant coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams over at Michigan Tech, Andrew Joda, with us talking about the runners. And I want to remind you that Michigan Tech soccer is at home this weekend against Ashland on Friday night.
They are, yeah. Afternoon. 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock doubleheader. We got soccer at 5 and volleyball at 7. And our first home events that don't include football. So looking forward to the weekend and seeing what those teams can do. The football team obviously on the road at Saginaw. And Josh will have the call right here. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And a lot of exciting things. We talked about how great last year was, Dirk, and we're off to a really good start this year.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.